Tonight's topic is concerning sex, and it is to parents, and parents particularly who have scholars in grades, 3 to 8, okay? Higher if you are one of those parents that's just kind of waiting for the right moment. And so if you have scholars in grades 3 through 8, maybe higher, as a parent, you definitely want to tune in tonight because it's about sex. And as a middle school principal, I have not been shocked the way that I've have been over the years, like I am now. And so I want to say to parents, if you thought you had time to talk to your kids about sex, you don't. You do not, okay? Puberty is here, and it is time to stop waiting for something to happen before we start talking, okay? I know that this is a tough subject for a lot of parents because we don't want to think about our kids in that way, especially when I say third grade, you're talking about 8 years old. But the reality of it is that the exposure that's out there now is not the exposure that was there before. And so before, where you can kind of like take your little bit of time, where you had a lot of sexual education courses like mandatory in school, those things are no longer like mandatory. Parents actually have to opt in, and you'll be surprised how many parents don't opt in because they say, "Hey, Sarita, thank you for joining." You'll be surprised how many parents don't opt in because they say, "Well, I don't want anyone else teaching my child about sex. I want them to learn from me." And frankly, I think they're too young, and so I'm gonna wait. But I'm here to tell you do not have the time that you think you have to wait, okay? Scholars, children are being exposed to it a lot sooner. You can tell by TV, the different shows and stuff now, even like on the family shows. Hey, Mr. Baker, thank you for joining. Even on the family shows now, where before, like, they didn't have a whole lot of kissing scenes and stuff, now they have them, right? And kids are like really in tune to that. All right, and so parents, now is your time to start talking to your kids about sex, okay? If you're like, "I don't know where to start, Dr. Shepherd," let me tell you, there are books that can help you contingent upon the age and the child, okay? Contingent, hi, Minister Simmons, thank you for joining. Contingent upon the age and child, there are a few books out there that can help you start the conversation with your kids. Okay, you do have some schools that teach it for a week out throughout the year. They separate the boys, they separate the girls, and then they talk to them about things that are impacting them and their bodies. And so, but parents do have to consent. Sorry, parents do have to consent to that. So if you're also like, ooh, I really don't want to, but I feel like this is probably important, when schools offer it, go ahead and opt in. They'll tell you the different topics they're covering. If you happen to be at a school where they don't tell you the topics being covered, it's nothing wrong with just reaching out and asking, like, "Hey, I'm interested in my baby joining this puberty class. Or in this talk about sex education, can you tell me what topics specifically you're going to be talking about?" Okay. As a school principal, guys, I'm seeing more and more inappropriate pictures and videos of scholars going around and parents acting shocked when they find out. Okay. And so to prevent yourself from being shocked because your baby come home every day and do their homework and they dress a certain way and you don't ever hear them talk a certain way, you're thinking, "Oh, not my baby. My baby's so sweet. My baby good." And let me tell you, peer pressure is real. And so is curiosity. Okay. You also have to think about the age when you're thinking about preteen and middle school. Those babies really, they're curious. They're curious. They come back from summer break. They see some of their friends have developed. When it comes to females, boys notice the development. You got boys who've grown taller. And so, hold on, guys. Oh, I feel awful. And so you have, And so it's like, whoa, wait a minute. You didn't look like that before. What's going on here, right? And it's natural. You know, it is natural. It's natural to have those urges and desires. Why God gave it to us. He gave it to us for marriage. But it comes. And so I'm telling parents, don't wait to have those conversations with your kids. Begin having those conversations now. Okay. If you are a Christian, get that Bible out. And go through scriptures on lust, sexual sin, etc., and explain it in layman terms so your child understands. That's another thing. We're so afraid to talk about sex, even in our church settings or our religious settings. And guess what? Kids are learning it in the streets. You have to remember that every kid is not where your child is at. They're not where your family may be at. And so, again, wanting to wait to have important conversations could actually like not work in your favor later on. So have those conversations. Like I said, talk to kids. Thank you, Minister Simmons. That's a testimony right there, right? And I know your upbringing. I know the home you came from, right? And so, like, you never would have thought that, but it is happening. It's real. It's happening a lot more. I am telling you, and I know any principal, any school leaders, school assistant principals, any leadership roles, even teachers can attest to finding or getting students' phones and finding so many explicit videos of their classmates and stuff going around. It is really, really sad. And it's something that like we need to go ahead and start talking about and get a hold of as parents instead of waiting and relying on just the school to do it, or they're learning and they're going to learn from somebody else. I would rather my child learn from me and hear from me than his knucklehead friends. Okay. So, if you're a Christian, pull out those scriptures, but make it plain for your kids. Also, don't make them feel like they're disgusting for having thoughts of kissing and desiring sex. Teach them what God intended it for. Don't forget, though, there are generational curses. There are generational altars. Those things are real, y'all. And so, contingent upon your faith, right? Like, one, don't go, oh my God, you're so disgusting. How dare you? Yeah, it's natural. You felt the same way too, right? And then maybe share some of your testimony if it's something that can be shared. Hey, Joyce, thank you for joy to be beautiful. Share your testimony too if it's something that could be shared with your kid, right? But don't make them feel like something's wrong with them because at their age, they're starting to have questions, urges, and they don't understand where they're coming from. Also, be open about what your family has went through, right? Generational curses are real. Altars are real, y'all. And so just make sure you talk to your kids in a very real way. Being honest with them will go a whole lot further than you coming up with some birds of the bees of the fairy tale stuff, and then later on they find out in a different way. Okay. Some parents, and I'm speaking also for myself, overreact, and then their kids shut down, and then they don't want to tell you anything. And guess what? That's not healthy either, right? That's not healthy either. I have given my son 3 males that he can talk to if he wants to go further into having conversations about his body, about urges, about sex. Like, I've given him 3 males that I trust and who understands my belief system to talk to him about those things, because again, it's real, it's natural, you can't run from it. But what I don't want is for him to be learning it from those idiots that, Lord forgive me, the babies are not idiots, from them little children at school, okay? And I say that because they just be making up stuff, man. If you've ever dropped into your kids' group chats with their friends, or if you've ever sorry y'all, if you've ever like got on their social media, some of the stuff they talk about is just like, what in the world? Like, clearly nobody's talking to you. And like, I need to probably have a group session for everybody, because this is insane. If you are uncomfortable, or if you are a single parent raising the opposite sex, kind of what I just said, identify one to two people or more in your life who you trust and who can be real with your child. Okay, so you don't have to try to wear that burden yourself. Identify people that they can talk to if they're not quite comfortable talking about it with you. All right, bottom line, don't let the streets do it or these friends of theirs. Take a look in some of them chat groups. I'm telling you. Oh God, please take a look in those chat groups. Please do. Also, taking a look at social media, I always recommend for parents to do an audit. I can't tell you how many times I audit, because it switches up for me. Sometimes I do an audit once a week. Sometimes I do a bi-weekly audit. Sometimes I do it once a month. The thing is, he never knows. All right. Heed this advice, parents. Okay. Don't think because you put parental controls up there that they're good. Because child, let me tell you, these kids are smarter than you think, and they know how to get around the different firewalls and some of that other stuff. And so I've actually had parents over the years who was like, I don't even know how they were able to do this because I have X, Y, and Z set up on their phone. I'm telling you, I believe each generation gets smarter and smarter. We always say there's nothing new under the sun, but the reality of it is too, these kids are coming, they know, and they're able to get around a lot of it. You're right, Mr. Baker. Mr. Baker is a member of a leadership team, and he says, take a look, you'll be surprised how some of those conversations are playing in those groups and even well into the classrooms, okay? And so, don't take for granted all your parental settings and think, oh, you good. Baby, you are not as good as you think, okay? Parents, I can't stress it enough. Talk to your kids now. Make sure even your little ones know their body parts and places that they shouldn't be touched. Create signals for them. Begin to do role plays with them, with Barbies and stuff. Like, I'm telling you, even take a look back, step back when you see your kid playing with toys and listen to what they're saying. Watch what they're doing with the toys, because that also can be an indicator of they may have been exposed to something, and that is something you want to jump on again now, not something you find out later. Okay. Something that I do want to share, and then I'm gonna close, because like I said, I'm really not feeling well, and I know y'all hear it in my voice, but for middle school, at their certain age, little girls should not be urinating on themselves uncontrollably, especially if there hasn't been like a medical diagnosis. That, y'all, is a sign that something is wrong. And wrong in the sense of someone may be touching that baby inappropriately, and that's something you want to dig into. You do not yell and scream at your child because they're in middle school all of a sudden peeing on themselves, and you like, what in the world's wrong with you? Also, begin to pay attention to like different behavior shifts. Pay attention to, like, again, y'all, some stuff is just normal, like preteen, teenager stuff, but there is some things that like contingent and like how you're raising your kids and the parent you are, that you probably want to take a deeper look into and not get caught up on, that what in the world wrong with you and start going crazy kind of thing. You actually really want to like dig deep and talk to your kids. Okay. Parents, aunts, uncles, whatever, hug your kids tonight. Tell them how much you love them. Let them know they can come to you for anything. Our babies need hugs more than anything right now. Spend time with them. Set a weekly date for you and the kids. And if you can do more, then do more. Time counts, and it matters to kids. Okay? Time with them counts. We buy them all these things, And that is what we create as love. And so when they get older, it's give me, give me, give me, give me. And you're like, no, I want to spend time. But that's not the stage you set, right? Set the stage of time. Time being more important, sorry, y'all, than any material things there are, okay? Your babies need hugs. They need love from you. Because I'm telling you, if you aren't giving it to them, they are definitely going to get it from somewhere else. And you don't always know who the someone else is that they're going to get it from. Okay. So I pray that you heed the advice on tonight. I hope everyone has an amazing weekend, whatever it is that you decide to do. If you are a parent, talk to your kids, spend time with them. And if you're not, but you spend time with, you know, nieces, nephews, or like, you know, other kids that you may mentor in your life, have a conversation with them also. Let them know you're a safe space that they can talk to. All right. Sending you guys so much peace and love. It's your girl, Dr. Shepherd. Stay tuned for next Friday at 5:30 p.m. with another note from the principal's desk. Peace.